stock. This is reacting on Iris Dias. IRIS. Iris Dias, DIAZ. Date of birth is 2/1/1948. And the date of birth is 3/14/22. Please buy a copy of this for Dr. Chiamaka Ahimi. That is C-H-I-A-M-A-K-A. C-H-I-A-M-A-K-A. Ahimi is I-H-E-M-E. I-H-E-M-E. There were M-D. This is a consultation. Next paragraph. Dear Ahimi, I-H-E-M-E, thank you for sending Iris Dias, D-I-A-Z, for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is a persistent cough and short breath. I'm sorry, and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, whisper, tell us. This is a 73-year-old female who had an episode of COVID 19 infection in April of 21. The patient states that she has been coughing persistently since then, and also has some shortness of breath and has wheezing as well. She has used Advair inhaler and also uses albuterol inhaler, PRN. A chest x-ray done in April 21 showed diffuse subpleural reticular opacities suggestive of chronic interstitial lung disease. The patient denies any chest pains or hemoptysis and had no fevers or chills. She states she had a pulmonary function study done, but we are unable to access the reports. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for recurrent bronchitis and asthmatic attacks. She has had an esophageal stricture and also has hypertension for many years. She has diabetes mellitus type 2 and chronic gastroesophageal reflux. She has hyperlipidemia and obstructive sleep apnea and on CPAP, but not recently used it. The patient had a hysterectomy and cataract removal of both eyes with a lens implant. Next paragraph, allergies, none were listed. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient mother died of a stroke, father died of unknown causes. Next paragraph. Can you also mention in the past history also includes history for psoriatic arthritis, and she has been on Enbrel injections weekly. And next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked about a pack per day for 10 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms, the patient had weight loss and some fatigue. She has double vision and cataracts. She had vertigo and hoarseness. She has wheezing and apneic episodes and persistent cough with shortness of breath. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Also had heartburn and constipation. She has leg swelling and denies any joint. I'm sorry, and she also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising, and she has headaches and some memory loss, and no skin rash. I'm sorry, she does have skin rash with itching. Next paragraph. Med list included metformin 500 milligrams BID and simvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Cardizem ER 360 milligrams a day. Advair disc 100 by 50 micrograms, one puff BID. And gabapentin 300 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Famotidine 40 milligrams daily. Montelukast 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly female who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this lymphadenopathy of peripheral edema. She has varicose veins of the lower extremities. Blood pressure 160 over 80, pulse is 76 as patients. 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 171, saturation 96. HEND announced phallic people's reactivin equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next supplement number is no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds with scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and esternomama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no miasmogen, no megaly, bowel sounds act. Extremities, no edema. Mild varicosity, there's no gap tenderness. Reflex of the OnePlus with no dose molded up, its cranial nose grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one is chronic cough with reactive airways. Number two is interstitial lung disease. Number three is diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan patient will, number six is obstructive sleep apnea. Next, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. She'll be sent for a polysomnographic study as well. And she'll continue using the Advair disc at 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff BID, and a Ventolin inhaler, two puffs QIDP RN. CBC, BMP, to be done this month. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Himi Chiamaka, Chiamaka. It's Dr. D'Souza.